WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the Griswolds, Tennis, and the Lagoons. Today's reissue song is from Daryl Hall and John Oates off of one of their many best of collections. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Oyster Kids. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a song from Lucia Fontane. She is a guitar-slinging, hard-rocking indie artist from Scotland. Kind of a neo-grunge, I say. I just heard a piece on NPR yesterday, and they were talking about a comeback of the guitar in popular music. And I would say Miss Fontane is, I guess, on the leading edge. She's relatively new to the modern rock stage with only three singles to her name. Her debut single, When the Night is Over, isn't as edgy as her newer material, but I think she's found herself now on her yet-to-be-released EP, Lose My Mind. I had two choices, Best Boy or the title track. I ended up with the title track. However, I plan to make a double down of them next week. So, new music from Lucia Fontane here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
New music from the Griswolds here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss with TK. I first found the Griswolds back in 2012. They were a struggling unsigned indie pop outfit out of Sydney, Australia. I like their style. It's upbeat. It's infectious. A little fun to it. The single they released in 2012, Heart of a Line, got some really good press. It also got the attention of Wind Up Records, which is a division of Concord Music Group, and they signed them. Hopefully, this is just the latest single that they have an album on the way. That one's called Out of My Head. Changing musical direction with something from Macy Todd. I pulled this quote right from Ms. Todd's SoundCloud page because, well, it's spot on. Macy Todd is, quote, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter with a fresh yet classic sensibility. Macy Todd creates lush pop music that transcends both genre and time. I have to say, though, that the part about transcending genre and time, I'm not in total agreement with. Anyway, she's 19 years old. She's from Lawrenceville, Georgia, wickedly talented young woman. She's just self-released this single, I've Got a Feeling, back in mid-July. And I'm impressed, and I hope to hear more from her soon. New music from Macy Todd here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I got a feeling deep inside that you've been lying about where you've been at night. Oh, I've got a feeling, so you better learn to treat me right. And I've got a fire in my soul
New music there from Miss Tess and the Talkbacks here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Miss Tess and her band play some tight American roots music. She moves easily through genres, shifting from a swinging dose of the blues to country to some good time rock and roll. I was given a heads up on Miss Tess from Mike Cobb. Mike is a New York City resident frontman for a band called the Cry Relators, which I play in my other show, the Uptown Blues Party. And he does freelance writing about music reviews. And I'm pleased that he told me about this one, Miss Tess. Her new album is called Baby, We All Know. And I just aired their Little Lola. I imagine these guys would be great to see live.
Imagine a time when no one person has Parkinson's disease, is debilitated by a stroke, and no family suffers the tragedy of Alzheimer's. Some of the best minds in America are doing more than imagining. The American Brain Foundation is seeking to find cures, where life without brain disease isn't just something we can imagine, it's something we can know.
Join Kevin Sorbo in the fight to cure brain disease. For more information, visit AmericanBrainFoundation.org.
Next is something from a band called The Grinds. The Grinds are an unsigned, mixed-gendered, indie, alt-pop rock five-piece out of Northern Tasmania. I found them because I follow an online radio outfit from Australia that supports unsigned artists. I had to sift through a great deal of music, but on occasion, I'm able to uncover a pearl, and this one was it. The song, it's the only one they have, is called Sandal, and I'm not following them on Facebook, so I can keep track of them. Really new music from The Grinds here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
That I'm on the edge.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Oyster Kids. Rancher Lee is here from Tennis. New music from Tennis here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Tennis is fronted by husband and wife team, Elena Moore and Patrick Riley. They're from the Denver area, and I tell you, I really like what they do. I've been following them since 2012 and the release of their debut album, Young and Old, which I liked so much that it made my top 10 list of 2012. You can check out all those lists on my website, by the way, at tksmusic.com. They've been consistently putting out quality music over the last 4 years, and they've just released this single, Ladies Don't Play Guitar, and I'm hoping that another album is in the works. Well, it's time for our first feature. This is called The Lineage. This is a part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Oyster Kids. Now, I have to admit, this really isn't much of a lineage in that Oyster Kids haven't been around all that long. So Oyster Kids are an unsigned synth-based alt-pop duo out of Los Angeles area. So far, these young gentlemen have only 3 singles to their name. However, That name is generating some buzz. Song I have to share for you this morning is Gum, parenthetically, Everybody's My Friend. It's been released as a standalone single, which just came out on August 12th. So this is Oyster Kids. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
River rush loud from your soul that I'm gone.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Oyster Kids with Lips, which was released in March of this year as a standalone single. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing the playlist, you can also take a look at some videos I have housed there, and also I've got some free downloads available there as well. It's all there for you. Check it out online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Daryl Hall and John Oates, and the album that has been re-released is one of their many best of collections. This one is called Very Best of Daryl Hall and John Oates. This compilation originally came out in 1990, then again in 2001, and of course now in 2016. It has more of a, I guess more of their pop material from the 70s and the 80s, and had songs on it like Sarah Smile, I Can't Go For That, parenthetically No Can Do, Rich Girl, and this one, One on One. So this is Daryl Hall and John Oates with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. I don't get time out anymore. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you, spinning the latest for you at music you might otherwise miss. That's new material from a band called The Lagoons. And The Lagoons are an unsigned jazzy synth pop and rock duo currently based in Austin, Texas. They are Joey Sellin and Ryan Sellin. I'm assuming they're brothers. Couldn't glean that from their site. Anyway, Joey plays keys, saxophone, sings, and produces. Ryan also sings, handles the drums and guitar, and produces as well. The tune you just sampled, California, came out on August 2nd and is available for free download. And I've provided that link at my website at tksmusic.com. Really like that tune. I noticed that they had Steely Dan as one of their influences, and I was like, oh, definitely. I was thinking they would probably like the Ocean Blue as well. All right, next on the playlist is a new tune from a kind of fictitious, they are a fictitious band called Fussy Puss. I happen to be watching this television series, Transparent, which airs on Amazon. It's an excellent show, by the way. Anyway, one of the show's characters, Josh, he works in the music industry, and he was putting together this band, Fussy Puss. The lead singer is a talented young woman. Her name is Clem Creevy, and she has a band, Cherry Glazer. Also in the fictitious band is Kiersey Clemens and Petra Collins. I have no idea who wrote the song, but it's a really good one, and it took some doing to find it. So this is called Hologram, parenthetically Smoke and Mirrors. Check it out. New fictitious music from Fussy Puss here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You were there, smoking me. spaced out in an absent dream that branched out of the thought of you and me. It started out like a seed, and then it grew like a tree. Never joined at the hip, no, I barely see you or know you, but I feel like I do. Now I'm invested, I am captivated and consumed. Seems you're my latest muse. All of your love is way too much for me to ask of you, but these thoughts are inescapable when they're illustrating you falling through the floor. When I walk in the room, making your tired eyes widen and your cheeks turn.
New music from Greta Ray here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Greta Ray is a gifted 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Melbourne, Australia. I think Well, I'd say, I think when Greta was just 15, she wrote and recorded a four-song EP, which she self-released in February of this year. She's not wasting any time. She's back with another self-released single. This one is titled Drive. I listened to her previous work, and it was amazing how much she has grown. I'm looking forward to getting more from this young talent. All right, let me slip in one more from Of Empires. I know this is a pet peeve of mine, but Of Empires is a terrible name. There are already two bands with this moniker, and, well, that smells trouble. Anyway, Of Empires is a grooving alt-rock foursome out of Brighton in the UK. 2015, they were one of the MTV Brand New Unsigned winners of that year. They've just released this song, Baby Darling Sugar. It's the first single off their upcoming EP entitled We're Back. They have a video for this song as well, and I've posted it at my website, which is tksmusic.com. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Elvis Costello, Counting Crows, and the Sugar Cubes. Plus, got new tunes from Tiger Town, La Pie, and Sunflower Bean. Double Down feature artist is Why We Love, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from The Concretes. This is called Chosen One, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.